next year, it was the microwave. But that was really only for Mom. And then she didn't use it. How about a book club subscription? But no. What would they do without their weekly jaunt to the library? Dad's too wobbly to install an electric garage door opener. And they certainly don't want another pet to clean up after. How about a trip? Oh, this sounds nice. And not all that expensive. The Vanishing Point.
What's the matter this time?
My back hurts. I can't sleep on a bus. I'm hungry.
You were sleeping sound enough before. I couldn't wake you before, and I wanted to talk to you.
I hate buses.
You hate buses when it suits you to hate buses. You didn't mind the trip to Florida, did you?
That trip was my choice, wasn't it?
I just don't know about you, Cooney. If our children want to give us a gift of a trip, a present, well, I just don't know.
They could have given us a recliner rocker.
Now, Cooney, this is fun.
Glad you think so.
The whole idea of a mystery tour is that we're not supposed to know where we're going to end up. I think it's exciting.
Huh. I don't think it's any fun to be sent off God only knows where in the middle of the night.
I know where we are.
Oh, so do I.
Where are we then?
Well, going north. We left Walkertown, Pennsylvania about noon and have been going north ever since. We're on a bus chartered by the Gates Travel Agency of Watertown.
Is that all you know?
I know I'm damned hungry.
Stop swearing.
Damned is not swearing. We could be in outer space from the look of things out there.
We're not in outer space.
Have you got a map or something? Where are we then?
We're in Canada.
I don't believe you. How'd we get there?
Here. We crossed the border. You were asleep.
You expect me to believe that?
You've done it before. You talked to the immigration man and everything. Mary and Phil thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll bet they did. What did I say?
You told them the chocolate rabbit story. You always tell the chocolate rabbit story.
Well, it's a true story.
I believe you.
Yeah, sure you do.
Mary and Phil thought it was the funniest thing. Knowing you all these years, never suspected that about you. Well, Miss McKean had to come back and talk to the immigration man.
Who's Miss McKean?
Tour guide, for heaven's sakes.
Our children have a pretty strange idea of a gift. They think a mystery tour is something I might enjoy.
You're thinking of yourself, aren't you, Cooney? Well, I'm enjoying this, even if you aren't. We got our health and we got our friends.
Yeah, and isn't that something? Come off on a mystery tour, what do we find? Our next door neighbors. People we've known for 40 years.
I think we should be thankful for our blessings.
Have you been sending money to that TV preacher again, Elvira? Well, have you?
Look, I don't know about you, Cooney, but I want to go to heaven. Canada is certainly a lovely country, isn't it?
How can you tell? It's pitch black out there.
Yes.
It looks just like any place else in the dark.
Yes.
You sure this is Canada?
You never believe me, do you, Cooney?
Phil! Phil!
Heaven's sakes, Cooney, let people sleep.
I just wanted to talk to them. Why come on a mystery tour if you're going to sleep?
You did. You're selfish, Cooney. That's what you are.
Yeah, we should have gone to White Sulphur Springs. That's what we should have done. White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. There's a big white hotel there and beautiful green golf course and red tennis courts. There was that article in National Geographic about white sulfur springs. I gave to you. Did you read it?
Of course I read it.
Well, what did you like about it?
About what?
About white sulfur springs.
Oh, lots of things.
Which things?
Oh, lots of things. I can't remember which things. It sounded very nice, Cooney. It did. Are you still hungry, Cooney?
I wouldn't object any if we'd stop for breakfast soon. You got any more graham crackers in your purse?
You ate them all.
Well, I never thought we'd end up here where the cold weather comes from. Always sending us the cold weather. What have they got against the United States?
There's nothing wrong with Canada. Canada is a good friend of the United States.
Everybody's always jumping on the United States. I never said there was anything wrong with Canada. I just said I didn't expect to end up here. Well, if this is Canada, then that explains the fella in the derby hat.
What fella in the derby hat?
Oh, just some fella I saw.
Where?
You didn't see the fella in the derby hat? In the back seat there. Well, probably just a trick of the light.
There's nobody in the back seat back there, Cooney.
Yeah, must have moved. He was English.
How do you know?
He talked funny.
Well, that wouldn't be too surprising, would it, Cooney? Canada is part of England, isn't it?
Elvira, there's an ocean between England and Canada.
I meant that England owns Canada. Isn't that right?
I guess so.
I think you're making that up about the Englishman. Your mother used to make things up.
So you say.
Well, she did. She used to say all the most horrible things to me. You'd never believe me because she never did it when you were around.
You ask Mary and Phil about that Englishman. I bet they saw him.
Well, I will. Mary. Mary!
Oh, for heaven's sake, Elvira, let people sleep.
Mary! Mary! You're sleeping with your mouth open.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Emma?
Well, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Oh, dear me.
Well, you weren't snoring or anything like that, but I thought you just want to know. I mean, a woman does.
You snore, too.
Cooney, how can you say such things?
I was dreaming about Connie. My granddaughter, Cheryl's youngest. She's in a majorette choir in Memphis. She looks so sweet in her little outfit. And the batons are about as big as she is.
Cooney says there's an Englishman on the bus. Did you see him, Mary, wearing a funny hat?
Yeah, derby hat, like a leprechaun.
No, I didn't see anybody like that. Connie was wearing that pleated little red skirt I made for her. It was such a real dream. Cheryl, Connie's mother, she says the dreams are what's real and that everyday life isn't real at all, but merely an interlude. Of course, she used to be a Zen Buddhist.
Well, so long as people are happy, it doesn't much matter what they believe, I think.
Yes.
Are you feeling better, Mary?
Oh, yes. I just get tired since the operation, you know. It was a complete success, though. I don't know if I told you. Dr. Hendricks, he was the surgeon. He said he'd never seen such a mess. Just like cleaning the bathroom, he said.
It wasn't a funny hat. It was a derby hat.
My.
He said he was in up to his elbow.
My.
He was wearing spats, too.
Spats?
You know, shoe coverings.
Cooney makes things up.
I had an uncle who wore spats.
I'll bet Phil saw him. Phil.
Heaven's sakes, Cooney, let people sleep.
No.
I just feel tired and washed out some days, as if I just can't go on.
Well, you can't expect to recover from major surgery overnight.
I suppose that's true. This uncle who wore spats, he was the black sheep of the family. He was an embezzler.
Uh-oh.
He took some money from the bank my daddy had, and he ran away.
To Canada?
Canada? No, to Peoria, Illinois. There was a woman involved, not his wife. She was a teller in the bank, and she had an illegitimate child in Peoria.
Oh, wickedness. the wickedness.
Peoria, Illinois is my idea of hell. I'm hungry. Hey, Phil. Phil.
Corny, for heaven's sakes.
Maybe that rich Englishman is a fugitive from justice.
I'm sure we'll stop for breakfast when it gets light.
It's dark as hell out there.
Stop swearing, Cooney. It's always the darkest just before dawn. That's what they say.
What I'd like is some pancakes with real maple syrup. I bet I could get some pancakes with real maple syrup in White Sulphur Springs.
Cooney wanted to go to White Sulphur Springs.
Well, there was a tour going there. Didn't you and I talk about that, Cooney?
What? I don't remember. Yes, sir, pancakes for breakfast. That'd be the ticket, all right, with link sausages.
Oh, I'm sure we did. You telephoned me.
He telephoned you.
Yes, sir, pancakes would be nice.
I didn't know that you and Cooney were holding conversations on the telephone.
I was just reading an article the other day in National Geographic about White Sulphur Springs. It certainly did look lovely. It's right on the border between Virginia and West Virginia. I had an aunt lived in Virginia. Fell in love with a man from West Virginia. He was married, though. Big, wide hotel with a veranda and walking trails.
How often do you and Cooney talk on the phone?
Phil, wake up!
There's nothing in the world like a southern breeze off the ridges in the evening. The gray light of dusk.
Did you talk in the mornings or the afternoons?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to those pancakes. Oh, it's getting light out there now. You ever see so many trees in your life?
You weren't calling from the house, Cooney. I'm always at home. Is that why you wanted that extension in the basement?
Yeah, it looks like Canada's nothing but trees and weather. I thought the trees would be bigger, though. They aren't very big, are they?
Does Phil know about this?
This what?
This talking you and Mary are doing on the phone?
What in God's name are you talking about?
You and Mary talking on the phone.
When our children, in their infinite wisdom, decide to send us off into the cold northern wilderness to die, I called up Mary to ask if she knew anything about this tour guide.
Miss McKee?
Yes.
I said I trust Miss McKee with my life.
How often?
How often what?
How often do you and Mary talk on the phone?
Just once.
Just once?
Of course. For heaven's sake, Elvira. You think I've got nothing better to do than to gab on the phone all day?
I should stay at home. I don't want to interfere. I promised to bake chocolate cookies for my little Marjorie. That's Carolyn's daughter. Of course, she's not a majorette. No, no, she's a very modest child, very sweet.
Oh, yes, I hear you calling me, Lord.
She's not so fat either, Cooney, the way you're always calling a fat. She's a healthy child, that's all.
I'm ready, Lord.
Phil, stop that.
I hear you calling my name. Phil.
How long have you been away?
But, Lord, you sound so much like Cooney. That surprises me, Lord. It really does.
Phil, you stop that right now.
Welcome to Canada, Cooney. Oh, boy. If I could talk in my sleep the way you can, I'd have held down two jobs and got rich. Would have been better than running a filling stand.
Phil, did you see the Englishman?
Huh?
He was wearing a funny hat and sitting in the back, Cooney says.
It was one of them derby hats.
Oh, yeah, that feller was probably the alien.
The alien?
Oh, now, Phil, don't you start on that.
It's all documented.
Well, my preacher says there are more things in heaven and earth than one can possibly believe.
Preacher?
Oh, Elvira's gotten herself attached to one of those TV preachers. Some damn snake charmer from Tennessee.
There, you see what he does? There's never been any snakes. Cooney just makes up things to upset me. Can't stand anybody believing in anything he doesn't believe in.
He can't stand people taking the money and not delivering the goods. That's what he can't stand.
You see that TV show about the bus, Cooney?
What show is that?
About the alien bus driver?
Huh?
Where was that on?
Oh, on the Late Show. This bus just cruised the streets of the suburbs, kind of like Walkertown.
Yeah?
And stopped in front of these houses and
and people come out and got on. They got on the bus.
Now, don't tease.
Buses don't go off their routes.
Yeah, well, this one did.
It wasn't a city bus.
Well, it looked like a city bus.
Well, what was it doing it off its route then?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Elvira. It was taken over by this alien.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Then how do you know?
Well, in fact, he's right, Elvira. The bus driver was an alien, and when he stopped in front of somebody's house, they just had to come out and get on. Yeah. They couldn't help it.
Children gave us this trip.
The alien took them to this little restaurant. Bit better than a greasy spoon. One of them old-fashioned diners shaped like a railway car. Silver. That's because all these people really liked old-fashioned hamburgers with fried onions. Remember them, Cooley?
Oh, yes. You fried the onions. Oh, that was great. You could smell them all the way down the block.
And then he stole their souls.
Who?
The alien.
Remember the Popeye cartoons? Who was that fat fella? Wimpy. Wimpy, that's it. Wimpy was always eating hamburgers, and Popeye was eating spinach. And Dagwood. Dagwood ate these great stacks of pancakes. Oh, boy, I could go for some pancakes.
Cartoons in the Sunday paper.
Miss McKean says you can get real maple syrup up here.
And it'll cost you. You can count on that.
They was never heard from again.
Who?
The people on the bus that was driven by the alien.
Well, I'm certainly glad that we haven't gotten an alien driving this bus.
Nope. He's Puerto Rican.
Didn't anybody miss them?
Oh, sure. For a while.
Phil, is this true?
Of course it's true. Saw it on TV.
Oh, you.
Phil, I think I'll go back there and lie down for a while.
Oh, sure, honey. You want one of your pills?
No. In fact, I think I'm feeling a little better than I was. I'm just tired. Washed out.
What you need is some food. Do you think we're ever going to get fed?
How is she?
Well, she says she's better.